一起爱我们这个家，维护我们这个家。下面把时间交给那个 Pastro， 那个 Pastro 今天讲到的题目是进退两难，表里不一。陈医生翻译，我们把时间交给 Pastro。
早上好。
Good morning.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Before we start, I want to show you a little video clip. You gotta be okay with the shaking. My wife took it, but it starts off, I think, sideways.
我们开始的时候先请大家看一段影片。
So this is from the retreat this weekend.
是从这个星期一，这个周末在我家的在家的青少年的退休会。
Now, what you're seeing right here is they found a spider on the little paddle boat. And so they're all like, especially Lehan. He doesn't really like the spiders.
Okay, 看到 Lehan 找到了一只蜘蛛。
It's a little cuter with sound. Oh, that's loud. Yeah, that's okay. Now begins the fun. What they didn't know is that there's a lot of water balloons about to come coming at them. Oh!They definitely have younger legs because most of them were out there for almost an hour. That's pretty much it, Al. Yeah, that's it.So we were boating, crabbing, we had a couple Bible sessions, and the theme was Finding Me Mo, which is a play on words, Finding Me More, and the purpose was to learn more about yourself and the spiritual gifts God's given you so that you can figure out how you fit in the God's plan.
This week we have a lot of activities.可以坐船，可以去抓螃蟹。那么中间我们也有很多是查找圣经。我们的题目是找到你自己，希望说这些小孩子在这些活动里面能够更清楚的认识神，也能够更清楚的认识他自己。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father and our God, Lord, I just pray that this morning that you speak through me and Dr. Chen, or in spite of us.Father, let your words echo in these halls, and may your message be one that touches hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So two hunters came across a giant bear, and so he was so big they dropped their rifles and they ran for cover. One man decided he's going to climb a tree, and the other man notices a cave and he runs into the cave.And so the bear is kind of like licking his chops, and he's real happy because he's got a lot of food. So he sits down and just waits patiently for these people to finally come out and for him to just decide to maul them and attack them. Before you know it, the guy in the cave comes running out. He runs almost right to the bear. He realizes what he did, and he runs back into the cave. And then he does it again. He runs out, and then he runs back into the cave.And he runs out, and he runs back into the cave, and the guy in the tree says, Woody, why do you keep coming out of the cave? You stay in there. You're safer in there. He said, no, I'm not. There's another bear inside.
那有两个猎人要打猎的时候碰到一只很大的熊，那么他们就很害怕，他们就赶快跑去躲起来，有一个跑到树上，一个跑到那个山洞里面。但是走在树上的看到那个从山洞里面的一下子跑出来，然后看到那个熊又跑回去，跑出来看到熊又跑回去。后来在树上的那个人说：“ 你为什么要跑来跑去？你难道没有看见那头熊吗？他说那个洞里面还有一头更大的熊。
How many of you have faced a dilemma? You were facing a situation in which you felt there was no way of winning. When you hear the word dilemma, the meaning is a situation that requires a choice between options that are or seem to be equally unfavorable or mutually exclusive.
我不知道在座你们有多少人能够经过所谓进退两难的情况。进退两难的意思就是说，你在一个处境里面，你觉得你绝对不可能获胜。所以进退两难这个字，意思就是说，当你身处在一个环境里面，你必须选择两件，在两件事情中间做一个选择，但是两件事情对你都非常不利，所以我们中文叫进退两难。
Well, here's another short story. After his victory over Antony, Augustus Caesar came back into Rome with triumph. And among the huge crowd who greeted him was this man with a bird. And the bird, he taught the bird to say, Hail Caesar victorious! And Caesar was impressed, so he bought the bird for a large sum of money. And then someone got Caesar on the side and said to him and whispered to him, You know, the man has another bird.And the man was summoned by Caesar. He resisted. He didn't want to come, but Caesar was king at the time, and so he finally came, and he asked for a demonstration of what the other bird could do. And the man continued to protest, but Caesar said, Do it. And the bird that was produced said, Hail Antony, victorious!
在奥古斯都打败安东尼的时候，这是在罗马帝国的时代。当他回城凯旋回城的时候，有一个人献了一只鹦鹉跟他说，向奥古斯都欢呼致敬，因为他得胜了。那么奥古斯都就很高兴，就花了很多钱把这只鹦鹉买了下来。那么有一个人偷偷的跟奥古斯都讲说，你知道这个人还有另外一只鹦鹉，那奥古斯都也要买那只鹦鹉，但是那个人一直不愿意把那只鹦鹉让奥古斯都看见。后来在很多压力之下，总算让他看见的是鹦鹉。结果那只鹦鹉马上讲了一句话，说向安东尼欢呼致敬。
This man was two-faced, the man with the birds. He was a man of duplicity.
我们刚刚讲的这一个人，这养鹦鹉的这个人，就是我们所谓的两面人。他是一个口是心非，他并不是很诚实的一个人。
So what is duplicity?It's an instance of deliberate deceptiveness in behavior or in speech.
什么叫做两面人？就是有一个人他处心积虑的要用他的语言或者行为来欺骗别人，我们称他为两面人，或者说他是一个口是心非的人。
Al, what button do I push?
This one.
Oh, thank you.So, the Bible gives us a little insight into a man of duplicity. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity.
在圣经里面，对于这样子的两面人，在圣经里面给我一个很好的教导。他说，正直人的纯正必引导自己，奸诈人的乖僻必毁灭自己。
So now let's listen to a comparison and contrast of these two words. Dilemma, duplicity. A dilemma is a situation where there appears to be no way of winning, and duplicity is when we set ourselves up to win either way.
So let's look at today's topic, 进退两难或者是口是心非。进退两难的意思就是说，你不管选择哪一边，你是必败无疑。所谓口是心非的或者是两面人的情况，就是说不管发生什么情况，你必胜无疑。
Dilemmas, most of the time when we face dilemmas, we get stressed out.
进退两难的情况就是我们面对它的时候，我们觉得遭受很大的压力。
We ponder both scenarios to the point in which we feel like either throwing up or worse yet, throwing in.
我们面对两种都会让你失败的可能性的时候，你会左想右想到一个程度，你几乎要呕吐， 甚至有的时候你觉得说你要放弃。
Questions like, should I change my job? I hate my job.
很多我们在人生的处境里面，像这种进退两难情况，比方说，我是不是要改变工作？我很不喜欢我现在的工作。
Job stress is more strongly associated with health complaints than financial or family problems. But guess what? These two cause stress also. Why? Because they're riddled with dilemmas.
我们可以看到在工作上的压力，甚至在经济上的压力或家庭上的压力，都会给我们很大的困扰，让我们陷入两难之间。
So what is stress and why do we suffer from it?
那么什么叫做压力呢？
Stress is a mentally or emotionally disruptive which occurs in response to adverse external influences.
所谓压力就是因为外在不利的环境的影响造成你在精神上或情绪上的干扰。
Additionally, stress, simply put, is a situation, a dilemma, where we feel there is no hope.
同时压力产生最常见的情况就是在你进退两难的时候你觉得没有希望，那也会对你造成很大的压力。
There's no possible solution, or at least we think that. Stress is caused by dilemmas, and dilemmas are the absence of hope.
在进退两难的情况，我们觉得说并没有方法解决那个情况，就至少是我们自己觉得不可能解决，也因为这样子在进退两难的时候造成你 身体心理上的压力，那么在进退两难的时候就表示说你已经觉得没有什么希望了。
We feel the need to be in control. Additionally, control is probably the key factor. Stress comes from a feeling of being out of control.
那你在进退两难的时候你也发现说你没有办法控制将要发生的事情，那么没有办法控制将来也造成你的压力。
Like the man in the story, do I sit in the cave with the one bear or do I come out and face the other bear in the woods?
就像我刚刚讲的那个故事，我是要躲在山洞里面面对那只大的熊，还是要跑出来面对在外面的那头熊？
Do I stay in a church which is in major turmoil?
那我是不是应该留在一个教会，当这个教会有很多纷争的时候呢？
Why is life so hard?
为什么人生这么痛苦？
So what is the answer? What can we do about all this stress that we each deal with?
那我们面对这样子的情况的时候，答案是什么呢？我们应该怎么面对这种不同的压力呢？
It affects us. It makes some of us depressed. It makes some of us irritable, angry, and some of us have high blood pressure as a result of it. What is missing?
不管你喜不喜欢，压力还是会影响你，会让我们有的时候觉得很沮丧，有的时候让我们觉得说脾气非常暴躁，有的时候你血压会升高。所以到底我们发生了什么事情？我们要怎么去面对这些情况？
I know this might sound simple.
我知道我的答案可能听起来非常简单。
But honestly, it's as easy as being positive.
但是答案是真的这么简单，就是你要有积极的想法。
Now that doesn't resolve the dilemma, but it helps you to endure it.
积极的想法并不会帮你解决你的困境，但是积极的想法会帮助你能够忍受困境。
We need to look for the brighter side.
我们要看比较光明的一边。
If you walk away with anything today, this is the one part I really want you to hear.
我希望你今天离开这个聚会的时候，至少能够记住我今天要讲的这句话。
This lesson was a lesson about how to respond to seemingly negative things in our lives.
我等一下要讲的是，当你面对很多困难的环境的时候，我学到的一个很重要的功课是我应该怎么去对待、反应、处理这些情况。
I've personally gone through a lot besides our church, but my own personal life of just a medical issue that I'm dealing with. And if I didn't have this piece of knowledge, I think I would have definitely broken.
因为我最近除了面对教会的困境之外，我自己身体、心理啊，还有家庭各方面也都遭受到很大的困扰。我如果没有啊，我等一下要跟大家分享的这个真理的话，我也没有办法持续到现在。
So here it is. What is God trying to teach me?
所以你要想的是，在这个困境里面，神要教导我什么事情？这就是你要思想的问题。在这个困境里面，神在教我什么？
When it feels negative, what is God trying to teach us?
当你面对不好的环境的时候，你要思想这个问题，到底神要教导我什么？
It works. This is so much better than quote unquote thinking positive.
这样子的思想的效果远远超过说你要积极的去面对你旁边的啊困境。
It makes us stretch. It makes us grow. It makes our faith even stronger.
这样子的问题会帮助你能够伸展你自己，能够让你成长，能够让你的信心更强。
Reflect on what's been happening in our church the past few months and even longer, and ask yourself this question: God, what are you trying to teach me?
所以，当你面对过去几个月甚至更长的时间在教会发生的所有的事情，你诚实地问你自己：说，上帝，你要我学的是什么？
What are you trying to teach me through these rough waters at our church?
神，你要教我们什么事情？从这个教会的经历，从这个处境里面，你要我们学会的功课是什么？
Lots of times we face dilemmas, but we don't look at our potential growth that might occur.
很多时候我们面对困境的时候，我们并没有去注意那个有可能成长的契机在什么地方。
We don't want to go through the hard times, but hard times brings perseverance, which Paul teaches throughout the scriptures that it shapes our character and then develops our hope.
我们每个人都不喜欢苦难，但是就像保罗教导的，苦难会带给我们忍耐，忍耐会带给我们老练，老练会带给我们盼望。
Epictetus, a Greek Stoic philosopher who once was a slave, said, "People are disturbed not by things, but by their perception of things."
有一位希腊斯多格派哲学家，他曾经是一个奴隶，他讲了一句话，他说人们并不是因为事情的本身而受到干扰。真正困扰人的是他们对事情的认知。
Our own perspective is the most dangerous tool used by the evil realms of the world.
我们对事情的看法，或者看事情的角度，是魔鬼来影响我们最有力的武器。
What if instead of pondering the only two obvious solutions, which we don't like either, we relax in the Lord and wait? Because you know what?There might be a third solution.
当你面对两个你都不喜欢选择的时候，当你在那边焦头烂额的时候，你是不是能够安息在主的怀中，耐心的等待？有的时候你可能会很惊讶，主会给你第三个答案。
Well, maybe the bear will get bored. Maybe the bear will get killed by someone else. Maybe bearing with the bear will help us blossom.Into the Christian that God wants us all to be.
可能刚刚故事那只熊，他会觉得很无聊，因为抓不到那两个猎人，他就走开了。或者有一个人，有另外一个猎人来，就把那个熊杀掉了。或者他们在等待的过程里面，他们在忍受的过程里面，他们成为一个神合乎神心意的基督徒。
If you have your Bibles, read along with me in Philippians 4, 10 through 13.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开到腓立比书四章十到十三节，让我们一起念。
I rejoice greatly in the Lord, that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content, the secret of being content in any and every situation. Does that sound like an incredible life? Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through Him who strengthens me.
那我们一起念《腓立比书》四章十到十三节。我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没有机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
In short, we can endure the dilemmas in life if we wait on the Lord, if we are patient, listen, in His endurance.
简单的讲，就是说，当我们面对人生的困境的时候，如果我们愿意等待神，我们就能够忍受人生的困境。这里要强调的是，我们必须耐心在神给你的力量里面去忍耐。
Sometimes the answer isn't yes or no. The answer is simply wait.
有的时候神给你的答案并不是说是或者是不是，神给你的答案是说你要等待。
Listen to this quote from an unknown writer.
我接着接下来讲一句话，这个作者我们并不知道是谁。
When God bolts the door,Don't try to go through the window. The will of God never, never will lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you.
这句话说，当神把门关起来的时候，你不要尝试着从窗户爬进去。神带领你去的地方，他一定会用他的恩典保守你。
Simply put, we are in Christ. We will face storms. We've faced a really big storm in our church.
简单的讲，当你在主里的时候，其实你会面对很多人生的风暴，就像我们教会过现在所面对的风暴一样。
Will we sit in the cave and wait for the bear inside, or will we go out and see the bear outside who might strike us?
我们好像就是那个故事里面的猎人，面对一个进退两难的情况。你是要在山洞里面面对那只熊呢，还是你要跑出山洞面对另外一只熊？
But our hope in Christ will tell us He is there to protect and serve, to protect and save.
我相信神会让我们知道他跟我们同在，他会保护我们，他也会保护我们，让我们能够继续服侍他。
Listen to this verse. Paul's speaking about the thorn in his flesh.
那我们听保罗在哥林多后书所讲的身上的一根刺。
Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that God's power may rest on me.
在哥林多后书十二章八到九节，保罗为他身上的刺这样说：“他说，为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟我。
What about Abraham? He took his son to the altar to sacrifice. He knew God would provide, and he wasn't afraid of the dilemma, the turmoil. He knew in his heart that God could not break his own laws. And what did God do? He provided a little ram in the thickets.
我们思想一下亚伯拉罕的例子。当他带着以扫到坛去献以扫的时候，他知道说神会供应，所以他能够面对他的困境。他所面对的挣扎，他知道在他的心里面，神不可能违反他自己的本性。结果神做的什么事情呢？神就提供了一只羊，那只羊是困在那个树丛里面。
Our church has faced many storms this past year. We're facing a huge storm right now. An umbrella is not good enough.
我们教会现在面对很多的困难，就是像人生的风暴一样。这个风暴非常非常的大，你拿一支雨伞根本不够用。
Unless that umbrella is the Holy Spirit of God.
除非你那支雨伞是神的圣灵。
So what do we do?
那我们应该怎么办呢？
We look down.
我们要往下看。
What does that mean?
这什么意思？
We look down.
你要往下看。
You see, when we are humble in our worship before God, we will look down. We will kneel. We will look down, honoring His decision, His solution.
当我们在神面前谦卑的时候，当你用谦卑的心来敬拜神的时候，你就会往下看，你会跪下，你会遵照神的决定，你会遵照神的旨意。
Please listen to this verse from 1 Corinthians.
接下来我们看在哥林多前书七章二十三到二十四节。
You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men, brothers. Each man, as responsible to God.Should remain in the situation God called him to.
你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆。弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份？人要在神面前守住这身份。
As God called us, we remain faithful. We look down, not forward.
当神呼召我们的时候，我们必须对神忠实。我们要往下看，而不是往前看。
So many times in the ordeal in our church, I was looking forward, trying to guess what was going to be next.
很多时候，当我面对教会的这些困境的时候，我很多次是往前看，希望能够猜到接着会发生什么事情。
Some people call it planning, or thinking.
有的人称它为计划，或者是说计划未来的可能。
Strategizing,
或者是要策略
anticipating,
希望会发生什么事情。
You know what we should call it?
我们应该称这种做法是什么呢？
In big bold letters, creating dilemmas.
其实你是在做点字符。
Simply put, we must not only trust in God, we must obey and we must seek His will.
也就是说，你不但要信靠神，你也必须顺从神，而且你是要寻找神的旨意。
Listen to this little story.
我再接着讲一个故事。
As a golfer approaches the first tee, on a hazardous hole, you know, ponds here and there, and the green is surrounded, he debated whether he should use his new golf ball.Deciding that the hole was too treacherous and he was not good enough to hit it, he pulled out an old ball and he placed it on the tee. And just then he heard a voice from above say, Use the new ball. Frightened, he replaced the old ball with the new ball and approached the tee. Now the voice from above shouted, Take a practice swing. So the guy takes a practice swing and he feels more confident.And then as he approached the tee, the voice said, Use the old ball.
There's a guy who went to play golf. He saw the situation was very complex. 所以他自己在那边想说，到底是用新的那个高尔夫球，那可能会丢掉，或者是用那个旧的高尔夫球。但是这个时候突然从天上有一个声音说用那个新的球，所以他就吓了一跳，他赶快把那个新的球拿上来放在那里。然后又有一个声音说你先练习打那个球，然后他就去练习。那么当他准备打的时候，那个天上的声音又说用那个旧的球。
When faced with dilemmas, simply remember this, and I'm going to say this once and then I want you to try and say it with me. The will of GodNothing more, nothing less, nothing else. The will of God, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else.
当你面对困境的时候，我希望你能够记住这一句话。然后你刚刚已经跟帕斯特念过了。你要遵守的是神的旨意，也不多，也不少，唯独神的旨意。你要遵守神的旨意，不加一分，不少一分。唯独遵守神的旨意。
Now back to duplicity for a second.
那我们再回来思想一下两面人的情况。
We must strive to not fall in the trap of the unfaithful.
我们不要进入到一个对神不忠的情况。
The people who take control or try to take control of our lives.
当一个人想要完全控制他的生命的时候。
The ones who face the dilemmas in life and turn them into situations of two-facedness.
很多人面对进退两难的情况的时候，他们就把它变成一个表里不一的机会。
A lot has happened in our church recently.
最近你可以看到很多这种现象。
People are saying one thing and doing another.
很多人讲的是一回事，做的是另外一回事。
We're out to win.
我们为了胜利不惜代价。
I know I've done it.
我也做过这样的事情。
What did we win?
但是你获得的是什么呢？
Brokenness. A split church.
你得到的，你获胜的是什么？是一个分裂的教会。
A loss of friends.
你失去你的朋友。
A loss of brothers and sisters.
你失去在主里的弟兄姐妹。
A mess.
一塌糊涂。
We lost fellow members at an incredible place that God has paid off for us to worship in.
我们失去了一个神帮助我们购买完全购买下来的一个敬拜他的地方。
I'm very proud to be a pastor in our church.
我能够成为这个教会的牧师，我自己觉得非常的骄傲。
This is my church, and I would pretty much do anything to protect her. However,We also must remember there are souls involved.
我爱这个教会，我会尽我一切的能力来保护在这个教会。但是当我们在保护这个教会的过程里面，我们必须知道，我们保护的行为里面会影响我们身边其他人的灵魂。
Sadly, I faced a dilemma this week.
很不幸的，我自己也面对一个很困难的情况。
Do I continue with the youth retreat? Is the timing right?
我面对的困难是说，这个周末我到底是不是要继续办这个青少年的退休会？我办这个退休会的时间到底是不是对的？
I thank God it was a wonderful weekend.
但是我感谢神，这个周末是一个很美好的周末。
It gives me great pleasure when I get to see my kids grow.
当我看到我的孩子成长的时候，我心里非常的高兴。
That's right, they're my kids.
这些青少年就是我的孩子。
You just all borrow them to live with you.
你们只是把他们向神借贷他们，让他们住在你的房子而已。
Some of the people from our church have faced a dilemma.
很多弟兄姐妹在我们教会里面也面对进退两难的情况。
They've chosen not to come back to church.
他们决定不再回到这个教会。
Some even chose to not let their kids come this weekend.
有一些决定不让他的孩子来参加这个退休会。
That breaks my heart.
让我听到这些事情的时候，我心里非常的沉重。
I'm saddened by their dilemma and the choice they have made.
我面对他们的在遇到困难的时候所做的决定，让我的心非常的沮丧。
I don't know about you, but I hate this brokenness that we're facing.
我不知道你的态度是什么，但是我看到这个教会的分裂，我的心非常的沉重。
I'm willing to face God and take responsibility for my part.
我愿意面对面的对神啊负责。
You know, the world teaches us to set up situations where we cannot lose.
这个世界教导我们要把自己营造成一个情况，你永远不会失败。
What if I asked you, you have one day left to live, what would you do?
那么你有没有想到，如果你只有还有24小时可以活，你会做什么事情？
John and Charles Wesley were itinerant preachers.
卫斯理曾经讲过这么一段故事。
A lot of the hymns you sing were written by Charles Wesley.
卫斯理是他是约翰卫斯理，但是他的哥哥叫做Charles 卫斯理，做了很多那个圣诗。
So a lady once asked John Wesley if he knew he was going to die at midnight the next day, how would he spend the intervening time?
有一位姐妹问约翰卫斯理，她说如果你明天晚上午夜的时候会死。那从现在到那个时候，你会做什么事情？
He replied, "Well, madam, just as I intend to spend it now, I would preach this evening at Gloucester, and again at 5 tomorrow morning. After that, I would ride to Tewkesbury, preach in the afternoon, and meet the societies in the evening. I would then go to Martin's house, talk and pray with the family as usual.Retire myself to my room at 10 o'clock, commend myself to my heavenly Father, lie down to rest, and then wake up in glory.
约翰卫斯理回答那位姐妹说，我要，如果情况是这个样子，我在明天午夜的时候会死，那么我其实我一点事情都不会改变。我现在应该怎么用我的时间，我那个时候就会用我的时间。我今天晚上还是会在一个教会里面布道，那么明天早上五点我还是会在那个地方布道，那么之后呢，我会坐车到另外一个地方去，下午的时候在那边也是布道，那么晚上跟他们的团契见面，那么接着下来我会到另外一个朋友的家里跟他们谈话，跟他们一起祷告，晚上十点的时候我就上床睡觉，把我自己交给天父，我睡着，我醒过来的时候，我知道我已经在神的荣耀里面。
The will of God, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else.
神的旨意也不多也不少，唯独神。
Say that with me.
那我们一起讲这一句话。
The will of God, nothing more, nothing less,
nothing
else.
遵守神的旨意也不多一分，也不少一分。唯独遵守神的旨意。
I want to hear it in Chinese.
I did. Oh,
David.
对对对，那你们一起念中文。神的旨意也不多也不少，唯独神的旨意。
Beautiful. Let me finish with 1 Peter 4, and you can read along with me. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude.Because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what the pagans have done and choosing to live in debauchery and lust and drunkenness and orgies and carousing around in detestable idolatry.They think it strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dispensation, dissipation. And they heap abuse on you, but they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to men in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit.
在彼得前书4章1到6节，那 那我们一起念。基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了，你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再次度余下的光阴。因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恨拜偶像的事，时候已经够了。他们在这些事上，见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。为此，就是死人也曾有福音传给他们，要叫他们的肉体按着人受审判，他们的灵性却靠神活着。
Walk away with one thought.
当你今天离开的时候，希望你能够记住一件事情。
I've been taught as an educator, if I can get you to remember one thing for a long time, I've done my job.
当在我的教师的养成教育里面，我如果一个老师能够让他的学生记住一件事情，而且能够记住这件事情有很长的时间，那么我的责任就已经到了。
Know that the laws of Christ are written on our hearts so that we are without excuse. For as Christians, these laws are also our hope. They are our strength. Between the laws on our hearts and the Holy Spirit inside of us, we have nothing to fear, nothing to face alone, no dilemmas.
你要记住，当神的律写在我们的心上的时候，我们没有任何的理由，因为这些律是写在我们的心上，所以你不能说你不知道。在基督徒来讲，神在你身上，在你的心上写下的律，就是你的希望，就是你的盼望，也是你的力量。在我们的心里面有圣灵，他会跟我们同在，我们不需要害怕任何事情，我们不需要面对任何困难或者是进退两难的情况，单独的面对这些情况，因为圣灵跟你同在。
The will of God, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else.
所以对基督徒来讲，你并没有什么情况是进退两难，因为神跟你同在。你只要记住，你要遵守神的旨意，也不多，也不少，唯独神的旨意。
And what are you trying to teach me, Lord?
那你问你自己一个问题，当你面对困境的时候，神，你要教导我什么？
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
让我一起祷告。
Our Father and our God, we want nothing more than to follow your will. Father, guide us. Talk to our hearts. Strengthen us.And help us to be like Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.